Outward firsts were at home to Shoreham, who scored 178 for 9, with Matt Norman taking 5 for 31 and snapping a stump. Outward knocked off the runs with Mark Lane and Louis Russell Watts both scoring unbeaten 50s, as Outward won by 8 wickets. The seconds were away at Penshurst Park with 4 under 14s in the side. Paul Howard top scored with 41 as Outward were bowled out for 101, and Penshurst scraped home with 7 balls to spare and the last pair at the crease. The Hall twins, Keith and John, took 3 wickets apiece, and 14-year-old Chris Preen took 2 for 13. The Sunday 11 scored 227 for 8 in a timed game away at South Nutfield, Ashley Middleton scoring 115 not out. In reply, South were 1-2-1 all out, Matt Norman taking 4 wickets in 4 overs for 4 runs. The Miller men played at Terry Peters All-Stars at home and made 212, Dave Nelson 45. In reply, the All-Stars were all out for 126, Richard Hiscox taking 4 for 6. In Surrey County League Division 2, Hawley's run continued as they took 10 points from Wantgas, hitherto runaway leaders with 100% wins, with a winning draw at Hawley Row. For Hawley, Jonathan Barnett made a fine 53 and everyone chipped in to lift the total to 185. Then Wantgas were held in check by captain Charlie Robbins, 4 for 30 in 15 overs, before Sam Remfries, 3 for 15, ran through the middle order to leave the visitors hanging on for a draw at 1-4, 1-9. Hawley have chalked up 50 league points from the last 3 weeks and are now fourth in the table, just 8 points off third. Second 11 Division 1, Hawley were beaten by 26 runs by tabletoppers Shepperton, who made 207, Ben Remfrey, the pick of the Hawley bowlers, with 4 for 43. Young Daniel Razak maintained his form with 78. No one could stay long with him. Hawley were bowled out for 181. Hawley under 14s beat Reigate Priory in a high-quality League Cup final. Speaking of Reigate Priory, it was a Saturday to forget for their top sides. The first 11 let Wimbledon slip from 155 for 7. The visitors posted 274, Will Hodgson 6 for 82. Most Lamas got starts, but Richie Oliver's top score of 44 meant that no one went on. Lamas out for 167, dropping to third below Normandy and Cranley. At KCS Wimbledon, Wimbledon second 11 racked up 272 for 7 declared. The Lamas were out for 136. Lamas thirds made a defendable 175 at Sunbury. Wilbur Tyler took 4 for 68, but the hosts squeezed over the line by 2 wickets to stay top of the third 11 Premier Division. Daryl Johnson led the way to a fifth 11 win. Nidderkirk's cricket last weekend matched the bright sunny weather. The first 11 lying in second place were away to Effingham in fourth. Nidderkirk batted first. A third wicket stand of 115 between Richard Colcutt 79 and Justin Rennick 62, plus a flurry at the end allowed a healthy total of 244. Adam Burleston took 4 for 36 for Effingham. Nidderkirk's Alan Cooper with 5 for 13 from his 8 overs tore the heart out of Effingham and they subsided to 103 all out. Nidderkirk twos were home to Long Ditton, who posted 247 for 7 in 44 overs, but Charlie Major made 121 and Matt Clark 103 not out, opening the innings and both scoring hundreds before Major fell just two short of victory. Their stand of 246 is a new club record, the second highest partnership for any wicket ever at the club. Mark Rance sat with his pads on for the entire innings just to play one shot a boundary to complete the win. Nidderkirk have also reached the semi-final of the League Cup for the first time in their history. The game's against Godalming at the Brocas on the afternoon of Sunday 6th of August. The bar will be open. Merstham Ones suffered a heavy defeat in what turned out to be Nav Saeed's last game as skipper. He stood down last Monday, saying he'd taken the team as far as he could after 5 years in charge and having earned 3 consecutive titles in the Fullers League and reached the Surrey Championship for the first time in the club's history. Merstham bowled out their visitors Merrow for 205, Radul Muddock 4 for 42 and Noman Javed 3 for 26. But from 10 for 3 in the reply, only Radul Muddock 32 made a major contribution. Merstham were out for 98. A depleted second 11 were out for 89 at Ripley, who claimed a 7-wicket victory in just 18 overs. Merstham 3s took on Addiscombe at the Rings. Ishan Murtaza's 75, the backbone of their 2-4-3 for 7 declared. Omar Shuja took 4 for 34 to ensure victory. Addiscombe out for 176. In the 4s, under 15-year-old Asfar Khan made his senior debut, took 3 for 41 with 4 maidens. Couldn't stave off defeat after Merstham posted 151. Ian Lamont matching his best ever innings of 37 not out, but some swashbuckling middle-order batting saw Addiscombe home by 4 wickets. The latest On the Front Foot show is on Listen Again at the Susie website, and if you'd like your results, reports and so on in this slot, email me, david.j, J-A-Y, at susieradio.com.